Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here talking about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative, and we are joined by Manuel
Palenzuela.
Okay, thank you. Who is the Spanish ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. So, welcome to Fred, and thank you for being with us. First of all, how would you apply for 27 Times Cinema, and why? And what does this opportunity mean to you?
Okay, it's a pleasure to being here. So I applied because I have a class at the university that was called European Cinemas, and our teacher used to send us like a newsletter of things that were happening in the film industry in Europe. So I knew about this program and I found it as a very interesting opportunity to grow in as an artist and as a filmmaker.
Okay, and tell us more about your background, so your studies, works, experience, hobbies related to cinema.
I have just finished my studies in audiovisual communications or media studies and at the University Carlos III de Madrid, and now I'm going to start a film program at the School of Cinematography of Madrid, ECAM, and that's what I'm going to do for the next years.
And you are the ambassador of Reunion Cinemas?
Right. Yes, I am the ambassador.
Which started the adventure of showing art house films in original version with subtitles. They start in 1986, so
that's
a long time ago. In Spain, this is not at all common, for sure. As an Italian, do you prefer watching dubbed film or subtitled film?
No, I completely prefer watching the films always in the original version, because I think that's maybe if we're talking about the acting, I mean, the voice, using their voice is one of the most important tools of the actor. And when I'm watching a film, I really want to know like the intonation and the way that the actor trained himself to tell that thing.
And what about the film festivals in your countries? Have you ever attended one of them or more?
Yeah, there are plenty of very good film festivals in Spain. For example, we have San Sebastian Film Festival, that is an A-class film festival as Venice. We have also the Sitges Film Festival, that is one of the most important genre film festivals in the world. And for Spanish cinema, we have the Malaga Film Festival, which I've been in the Malaga Film Festival this year, and it was a very good experience.
And which are the differences from Venice and Malaga Film Festival?
I think the Venice Film Festival is more an A-class film festival, so it's a bigger festival and it screens like more international movies. I think that Malaga Film Festival, maybe Venice Film Festival could be more related with the San Sebastian one, but Malaga Film Festival is more about Spanish and or Hispano-American. I don't know if that way is Hispano-American cinema, Hispano-Americano.
Okay. And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities are you looking forward to most, and why?
I'm really thrilled I really want to have the masterclass with Celine Sciamma.
Everyone wants.
Yeah, because I think I really like her job, and I think it has been an awesome opportunity to have her here as the president of the jury. But thinking and the ones that we have already have, maybe the social media masterclass that we have with Megan Mitchell, I really found it very interesting, mostly because she was like a very nice person, and the way that she teaches was very funny, and I think it's a very important part of cinema is knowing how do you sell your products.
Thank you so much, Manuel, for sharing your experience as a Spanish ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.